Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show post-game podcast. We're here live from the press box at MTS Center, where the Jets have just lost to the Penguins by a score of 4-1. Now, coming into tonight, this was a game the Jets needed to win, maybe to see a barometer. You know, from Tuesday they played the Islanders, then they played the Canadiens on Thursday, and they were kind of progressing up the skill level of the teams, and this was a bona fide playoff team, Stanley Cup contender. It was good to see where the Jets matched up. And first, second of all, this was also, story was back-to-back games. They played last night against Montreal, and now they played again tonight against Pittsburgh. And in back-to-back games, the Jets were 0-4 on the season, and maybe they showed a little slowdown in the third period, but in the first period, they came out running.
Yeah, Raymond, I think you wrote about this on Legal Curve today. This is the last time that the Jets are going to have back-to-back games. This is three games, and it was you that wrote that. So this was their third game in four nights, and let's be honest, they were tired tonight. The Jets didn't really start to pick it up until the second half of the second period. Really, the goal was scored at, I forget what the time was here, let me take a look. It was the midway point, 9 minutes into the second period. Alexander Burmistrov got a really nice goal, but they were slow tonight. They didn't have their wheels. There were a lot of guys that were, you know, basically lagging at their own blue line. It's a barometer, but, you know, the Jets have beat some good teams in here. The Minnesota Wild were a good team. The Boston Bruins were a good team, and they've already beaten Pittsburgh earlier this season. They've beat some good teams. The Washington Capitals they've beaten. The Flyers they've beaten. So, I mean, I don't know necessarily if it was a barometer, but it was a good team. We're expecting Pittsburgh to be one of the final four teams, if not the final team, when June comes around. So it was a sluggish game. The Jets, I think, were outshot by 20 tonight. So it was a rough game. But all in all, guys, it was a pretty good homestand. 3-2-1. The Jets are a couple of points out of a playoff spot in the East. So I think overall, this homestand wasn't that bad.
Couple things to factor in. Number one is the fact that there was no Sidney Crosby. So, I mean, like, this Penguins team...
No Chris Letang either.
Chris Letang, that's true. But the point is that this Penguins team is as good as they were tonight without number 87. Yep. And that's a scary thought. And also, Malkin didn't exactly dominate the game. I mean, it could be because...
He had one assist.
I agree. I understand that. But the point was, he was good, but he wasn't fantastic. Nope. He hasn't been playing. I mean, he's been getting... I think he has, 8 points? He had 8 points in his previous two games.
Right.
So Malkin's been dominating games, and he wasn't that way today. Now, that is in part because of the shutdown effectiveness of the Slater-Glass tandem. I thought they've played pretty well against the top lines of the opposing team, of the opposition. The other thing also is, I asked Tanner Glass this in the post-game scrum, and I said, look, you guys, I mean, people are saying, you know, want to look at this and with heavy hearts that you lost to a Penguins team. You played well. You were in the third period. And he said this. He said, look, we were in the third period tied 1-1. But at the end of the day, they played three games in four nights. And, you know, the tired legs just caught up with them. And they just couldn't match it. And they had, as I think you pointed out to us earlier, I mean, this is off the air, Pittsburgh scored three goals in about 4 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, you know, it literally...
And really, the Penguins... If you look at the shots, this is a game where you look at the shots and it was indicative of how the game was played. Sometimes the shots are even and you think, okay, well, that means the game was even. Well, tonight the shots were 40-20 or whatever they were, and that was really indicative of how the Jets played. The Jets went, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of the game, and, you know, didn't do much, didn't get a lot of shots, didn't generate a lot of offense, and, you know, that's the result. And once again, I got to stress, though, that tonight was a big game. I mean, they could have kept pace with New Jersey, but they played three games in four nights. They got points in three of those games. So all in all, it was pretty good month of December.
I said the same thing to Andre Pavlik. I said, look, you know, at the end of the stretch, it's not like you guys had a terrible December.
No,
it's
they
not
had like, great December.
No, that's my point, though.
Yeah.
Like you had a fantastic December. You come into this, you know, having had a, I think that's only their second home loss now after the Washington game.
Yep.
In December. Right, they obviously lost in Detroit.
Yep.
So they've got three losses in December in total, but I mean, they only have two at home.
Yep.
And they've played very well. Oh, I mean, I guess the shootout loss to the Islanders, obviously. Yeah. But the point is the two regulation losses.
Right.
And the reality is at the end of the day, they didn't deserve points from tonight. If they would have gotten a point, it would have been a miracle.
No.
Because if they would have just escaped with 1 point, it would have been a miracle. But in a way,
they played better than they did against the Islanders. But because they were playing a better team, they actually had a worse effort. So
right.
I agree. They didn't deserve a point tonight.
No.
But they've earned points in almost every single game they've played here this month,
right.
Which is incredible. I think their overall record in December is 7-3-1.
I actually thought the Jets needed to come out and score the first goal in this game, you know, to keep the Penguins on their heels and maybe apply some pressure. You know, they had a lot of chances at the beginning. Slater had a breakaway. Remember, there's another play where Enstrom...
Shorthanded.
That was shorthanded, too. Enstrom... ice the puck, it bounces out right in front of the slot, and I think was it Bermistrov who had that chance. And they definitely had a few power plays where really a lot is what they were doing. We're just passing it around the outside and not really taking any quality shots.
Well, two things. Evander Kane pointed that there are three things to note. Number one, further to Remus's point, was that Evander Kane was saying the exact same thing, was that a few bounces that they could have had go differently could have changed the complexion of the game. That's number one. Number two, the play of Marc-Andre Fleury. I mean, he didn't have to make a lot of saves, but the saves he made were high quality. I mean, he made some sensational saves in the first period. And number three, again, further to Remus's point, on that power play, when the score is 1-1 and the Jets are playing with the puck for 35 seconds and not shooting it on net,
didn't get a shot.
It's just too fancy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, Pavlik said this the other day. Shoot the puck on net and get those dirty goals.
Yep.
And really, I think that's the key. And I think that if the, you know, and again, I need to stress, this game isn't indicative of how this team can play. It's the third game in four nights. Again, had they gotten a point, it would have been fantastic. The fact that they didn't isn't the end.
Right, and you can't say the Jets can't beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now that I think about it, I remember at the beginning of the year on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, Richie and I both predicted the Penguins to win the Cup, and I'm going to stick by that. But the Jets' first win of this year was against Pittsburgh. They played a really good game because they had lost their first three games before that, so they didn't get a win until their fourth game of the season. But, you know, I'm just looking at the shots here, guys. The final shots were 39-19. And out of those 19 shots, I would say maybe four or five of those were quality shots. And I think maybe the best scoring chance the Jets had, aside from obviously the goal,
was
Jim Slater's shorthanded breakaway when he rang it off the crossbar. And I mean, that was could have been one of the biggest moments of the game.
Yeah.
I agree. Once again, I mean, the Jets were tired. Three games in four nights. What can you say? They didn't get the job done. They've got a three-day break because they don't play again until Tuesday against Colorado.
Right.
So, you know, it's a well-deserved break. They had, in my opinion, a very successful December, and I think, you know, you guys would agree with that, too.
It's not over. I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, we've got – and that's the other thing to really factor in is we've got the game Tuesday night against Colorado. They've got a game Thursday night here back home against the Kings, and then they finish off December – you know, December 31st against the Toronto Maple Leafs, first time the Leafs are in the city, 6 o'clock start. So, I mean, this is the Jets have a chance to really do some more damage. I mean, you've got, you know, three winnable games.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like the top echelon teams are coming in here.
LA is struggling. They still haven't got it together.
No, of course not. So the point is, you've got LA who's not like fantastic. It's three more winnable games.
Yep.
And if the Jets can finish off December with two or three wins, I mean, that's very good. I mean, and especially considering as that these guys are about to go on the road for an extended period of time.
January is, like we've said,
they've got four home games in January.
December, we've always said that December is going to be important because of the amount of home games, 12 out of 14 home games, or 13 out of 15. And January is going to be the key month because it doesn't matter where you are at the beginning of January. It depends where you are at the beginning of February.
Right.
Really,
four home games, nine away games. I believe that's from memory.
Something like that.
I think that's what it is.
The Jets were two games under 500 when the month of December started, and now they're two games above 500. When you think about that, they might still be a couple of points out of a playoff spot behind the New Jersey Devils, who Dave won tonight.
Right.
But how many other teams are there in that position? Buffalo's in that position.
Yeah.
Washington is in that position.
Ottawa.
Montreal. So, I mean, the Jets are right in it. And there's a lot of hockey to be played. And I think what we can say is we feel a lot more confident about the way the Jets are playing right now. They've found their game. Blake Wheeler has turned into a different player. I mean, Blake Wheeler is now a number one line player.
He's a force.
And yeah. Evander Kane might, you know, be on a bit of a goal scoring drought, but he picked up his game starting at the end of November.
After the game, I spoke to Evander, and he was talking about how you could sense the frustration within him about hitting posts. And he was talking, and you'll hear the audio later. And he was saying how frustrating it was for him because, you know, he keeps hitting. He's missing it by that much.
Yeah.
So I mean, the truth. But again, like you just said, Blake Wheeler's been fantastic.
Yeah.
He has been great. I mean, he's been all over the ice. I mean, there were a couple of chances, missed opportunities earlier today where he had, you know, I think it was one time in the pen zone he had a chance to shoot, and he just didn't get all of it or what. But his speed. His speed has been very evident.
And the way he's utilizing it's gotten a lot better. Yeah, and you know, obviously Brian Little hopefully is going to come back soon after. You know, the Jets have gotten healthy. Tobias Enstrom's back. He's looking good. He might not be producing as much as we want on the power play, but the most important thing is that he's logging big time minutes. And then you look at Eric Fares back in the lineup. So there are obviously lots of things the Jets need to improve, but. Where they are now versus where they were at the end of November has basically changed 360 degrees.
Yeah.
When you consider just how they were a bottom feeder, really, and a team that was just kind of getting by from game to game. Now, when they lose, even to Pittsburgh, it's more of a disappointment because the Jets are right in the thick of the playoff race. So, you know, it's going to be fun here coming back on the 29th against LA, and obviously, like you said, with the New Year's Eve game against Toronto. But I think, you know, the Jets, there's a lot more to be excited about and happy about as opposed to tonight's win, which was obviously super disappointing and depressing.
I agree. I mean, and that's really where we can leave it. And we're going to wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas.
Right. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah as well. I don't know when Kwanzaa is, but I mean, a Merry Kwanzaa as well. Did you say Merry Kwanzaa?
And Ukrainian Christmas is coming.
Ukrainian Christmas is like 8 days after.
A couple
after.
Of weeks from now.
Yeah, I think it's a couple, like 8 or 12 days after.
Yeah.
The other thing we have to plug, though, is... As and I are going to be on the big show.
Yep. Except it's going to be called?
The Illegal Curve
Morning Show.
Morning Show, yeah. Which
Tuesday
is on Tuesday.
Six in the morning.
So assuming that Ez and I are up at 6 in the morning, you can listen to us 6 to 9
Or we're
on
just going to be pulling an all-nighter where we're just drinking Red Bulls.
And writing morning papers and then going to the radio station.
For the Colorado game.
For the Colorado game and then getting ready
Our
to go.
Our first guest is already booked, Shane Knighty.
Yeah, Shane Knighty, 7:40 a.m.
Stanley Cup champion. Shane. And obviously color guy for TSN 1290 and... He was between the benches for TSN Jets. So
that is correct.
We're going to be excited to have Shane Knighty on. He's been on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show before. So he'll be our first guest. Looking forward to it.
All right. So Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. And we will talk to you again on Tuesday.